My sister Ariel is sprawled upside down on the couch, pointing with the TV remote. News 4 anchorman Ron Coleman is totally doing it with special correspondent Cora Butcher, she says. I bet they make out like hyenas as soon as Jim Dean starts giving the weather report. Her legs are brown and bony. She's got her sundress hiked up and is in danger of flashing her underwear. Ariel loves the local news in the same practically manic way she loves most things. Like even though it's just half an hour of all the same cliches and ridiculous haircuts, she has to give it her complete, frantic attention, or else it will disappear. I can hear my mom flirting with my stepdad in the kitchen, arguing over when to stir the rice. The sound of their voices comes in from far away, hissing and buzzing, like the signal is fuzzy and I just need to adjust the antenna. On TV, the anchors are looking serious, shuffling their papers, and I get up to go get a glass of lemonade. I already know how the news lineup is going to go. The feature will be the mosquito virus that's going around infecting people and birds, followed by the latest color piece about how our baseball team keeps losing. But first, we have to compare the high temperature for today to the high for yesterday. They've been covering the heat wave every night for the past 2 weeks. Instead of the usual graphic of the angry cartoon thermometer, though, the one for the breaking story is a stock photo of yellow crime tape. I stand with my elbows propped on the back of the easy chair to watch. Crime tape means homicide. The anchor Ron Coleman is doing the breaking story in that broad, unnatural voice that newscasters have, like they come from no place and every place all at once. And in local coverage, the body of a teenage girl was discovered at the west end of Muncie Nature Park yesterday, leaving many asking the question, is our community safe? Muncie Nature Park is right by our house, but that's not really meaningful or anything. There are 90 acres of it, and it runs straight through the middle of town. It's right by a lot of people's houses. The news story still makes something tighten in my throat. I try to will the feeling away, going through a little inventory of reassurances, telling myself how it isn't even that shocking, really, and the whole thing would be much more mysterious if it had happened someplace else. The west end of Muncie isn't that far from the train tracks, which makes it not that far from a whole bunch of homeless guys. The dead girl's name is Cecily Miles. In her school picture, she looks mouse-haired and kind of dorky, but in this fun, goofy way. She would have given you gum or shared her lunch if you forgot yours. She would have been pretty eventually, if she'd had a chance to get her braces off. She was younger than me, but older than Ariel, 13 or 14. "Do you think it was just some random crazy person?" Ariel asks with her head hanging off the edge of the couch. "Like a wandering psychopath or something?" The way she says it is casual, though, completely unfazed. Nothing really scares Ariel. She looks strange with her face flipped upside down and her hair brushing the carpet. Gravity distorts her features, and for a second, I almost don't recognize her. I shake my head, leaning on the chair. No way. When they catch him, it'll turn out to be someone she knew, her creepy estranged uncle, or like a deviant gym teacher or something. I say it casually, as if it's just that obvious. Whatever. I am glitter. I am sunlight. I've been so good at seeming untouchable these past few months, but now I can't help digging my fingers into the upholstery of the chair. There's a dark flutter in my chest, like a bird smashing itself against a window, and I know what's coming next. The sleeves of my t-shirt are handmade. They're these scalloped half moons of white netting that I sewed one day when my friend Carmen was over, and we were messing around with some of the damaged merchandise from my mom's consignment store. They used to be a tutu that someone tore a hole in. The room seems like it's pressing in now. My little white sleeves start to dance and rustle. The air around me is suddenly electric. First comes the slippery, unsteady feeling, like everything is tilting and the floor is going to slide right out from under me. I stand perfectly still, trying to breathe like everything is normal. The dry, unnatural cold is next, making the tiny see-through hairs on my arms stand up. Then comes the whisper very close to my ear. It's a good theory, Hannibal. But you are 100,000,000% wrong. I bet you anything. I turn my head like a wind-up girl, so slowly I can almost hear the bones in my neck. And Lillian Wald is right there next to me, with eyes wide as planets. Ghosts are the kind of thing you go your whole life with everyone telling you they aren't real. I believe in them anyway, because the world is full of things that no one really understands. Mostly, though, I believe in them because my best friend died 6 months ago, and now she's with me all the time, materializing silently out of the shadows, creeping closer, reaching out.